I first learned about Helene Hadsall when I had the good fortune to read the Name It and Claim It game over 15 years ago. It was only upon reading Helene's other books did I realize how much she had to teach the world about the metaphysical realm. I believe Helene chose to write the Name It and Claim It game first because people would read a book about how to win prizes before they would read a book about how they were spiritual beings having a human experience. It's also why she wove her lessons through the numerous accounts of how she won so many contests, highlighting her metaphysical methods. Helene knew writing that specific book wasn't what she was called to do in this lifetime. She knew her purpose was to teach others about all the different layers of the universe, including two ancient concepts she believed in, as above, so below, and all is one. She also knew people needed to have certain information gift-wrapped to more easily understand and accept it. Under the guise of learning how to win substantial prizes, Helene was able to break through entrenched thought patterns and formidable psychological walls to begin instilling mystical truths. After the Name It and Claim It game became a bestseller, Helene knew her readers and listeners were ready to hear about her other metaphysical life adventures, learn the spiritual lessons she was destined to impart. Don't wait over a decade to revisit Helene's teachings as I did. Make reading or listening her wise words an annual event. Look at her lessons with fresh eyes each time. Tap into your guides, thank your angels, and always listen to your inner guidance. That voice is always right, even when it seems illogical. And always watch for your three signs, as Helene reminds us in this book. As you wake up each morning, begin your day by taking one of Helene's favorite quotes to heart and create your own adventure. Quote, "Life is a daring adventure or nothing." Helen Keller. Helene wrote, "In this lifetime, my mission was to be an adventurer. I know I have accomplished my goals. Today at 77, I am sharing some of my experiences and research that has made this lifetime for me such a daring adventure. For years, this information was stacked in the back of a closet. On January 1st, 2001, I was led to reread my notes. I decided to share my experiences with you. Perhaps it will make for entertaining reading or listening. Perhaps for some of you, it will make you aware that all that I have done and experienced, you can do and more. Perhaps it is time that you, too, realize how special and great you truly are. Perhaps you just never recognized it. Perhaps you have always known it. My theories and interpretations are the result of my research and experience developed throughout my years as a student, teacher, observer, and counselor. I continue to be interested and enjoy hearing about what others are doing and have to say. The following stories are my true experiences. Over the years, I have had some published, some used as examples to guide students to find their answers, and some written just for the fun of it. I maintain that a sense of humor is an absolute must as we face life. It may be serious, silly, or sermony. You be the judge.